Guardians, this is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. Education for All radio show's goal is to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you to build stronger family relationships, understand the education system, and prepare your children for academic success. Special thanks to our individual sponsors, Eddie and Maxine Jordan Jr., also our corporate sponsor, Mr. Willie Moore Jr., who is the founder of Will Flow Music and the Young Fly and Save movement. Also, he is a TV and radio syndicated radio personality on the Nightly Spirit. For those of us in St. Louis, Missouri, that's 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, I believe, maybe on Saturday, but at 6 p.m., the Nightly Spirit, and that is on Gospel 1600 Radio. So we want to thank our sponsors. Also want to let you know, if you would like to promote a product or service for parents and families or become a program sponsor yourself, please contact me, Carletta, at educationforallinc.com. And for resources, programs, scholarships, and our Involved Parent magazine, please visit our website at www.educationforallinc.com. We have one of our writers, Mr. Nathaniel, the Body Fat Destroyer Jordan. He is a new addition to the Involved Parent magazine. His article is wonderful. It will debut on September 1st. I announced last week that we have pushed back the production of the magazine from August 1st to September 1st because we are working on a new fabulous layout. And so just keep that production in prayer. Because we want to make sure that the writers' talents and their information is showcased in the best possible way. So we want to thank our guests for coming on today. He will be talking about his amazing weight loss and how he went from 260 pounds down to 100. Well, he lost 100 pounds, so down to 160 pounds with not much body fat at all. So about 4% body fat, down from 30%, and not without. And he didn't do it with extreme dieting and extreme exercise, as we often hear on some of these weight loss programs. So let's welcome, without further ado, Mr. Body Fat Destroyer to the show. Hi, Nathaniel. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Carla. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. It is great to have you with our audience today. As mentioned, I'm glad that you're one of our writers with the Involved Parent magazine. So I know our listeners and readers will look forward to your article September 1st through our website at www.educationforallinc.com. So let's talk a little bit about why weight loss became a concern for you. Because, you know, when people decide that they're going to lose weight or trim down, tone up, there's a reason. Something has happened. Let's talk about that briefly. What was your experience or reason?
Yeah, I was, you know, in 2010, late 2010, I got up to around 260 pounds. I was 30% body fat. I had about a 45, 46-inch waist, and the issue of concern was that my blood pressure was high. And that was a very big concern of mine because strokes and heart attacks run in my family. And, of course, blood pressure is one of the basic indicators of your risk for heart disease. And so it was at that moment that I decided to that I needed to make a change in bringing my weight down. And I did want to, I wanted to clarify something that I lost when I started losing the weight. I did do the basic caloric restriction, which is restricting portion sizes and then exercising to burn off more calories than what you bring in. And I did that initially, but what I found out was that doing it that way, though it brought my weight down, it didn't reduce my cholesterol levels. I still had high cholesterol.
Oh.
Right, and I was still at very high risk for heart disease, and it was at that juncture that I turned to the current style of eating that that I'll talk about I guess throughout the show.
Oh, okay. You know, and I'm glad that you mentioned that. Some people are probably saying, well, 260, that's not a lot. And it's really not a lot, you know, but when you look at the health issues that come with it, just having being over your weight and still for you, losing 100 pounds is healthy. So it's not like you are super skinny and the wind could blow right through you. So for you, 260 pounds, it was a difference versus someone else where 260 pounds might not be such a big deal. So, and also thank you for clarifying that you did try things and then you found an alternative that seems to be working much more satisfactory for you, your lifestyle, and what you want to achieve. So let's talk a little bit about that. And listeners, or whether you're listening through your smartphones or you're listening online, feel free to press 1 at any time if you have questions or comments for our guest so that he can address those. We know that 30 minutes goes by fast. So, again, feel free to press 1 at any time. And so if you could describe, you know, what it is that you're doing at this point and, you know, how that has impacted your overall lifestyle and well-being.
All right. Well, like I said, when I lost all the weight, losing caloric restriction, the weight started to come back when I couldn't exercise as much as I could to keep burning more calories than what I was bringing in. And it was at that point when I saw the fallacy of trying to eat tiny portions throughout the day that I came upon a book called Eat to Live by a medical doctor named Joel Fuhrman, and he treats people using nutrition. He's a rare doctor. If you go to him with heart disease, he treats it via nutrition. He completely cures type 2 diabetes with nutrition. So I read his material, and I got back up to 200 pounds and utilizing eating a lot of food, but a lot of plant foods is what I eat now. Greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds, and eating large amounts of those foods, it brought me way back down to around 165 pounds, 4% body fat, and that's where I've stayed at for over 2 years now, and I eat large amounts of food, and it doesn't matter now about whether I exercise or not. The way that I eat, eating large amounts of unrefined produce, it keeps me, you know, at a thin weight. And then most importantly is internally, the health changes that I've seen internally. Even when I got small using caloric restriction, I had high cholesterol. And I went to a cardiologist that wanted to put me on drugs. And, of course, I'm absolutely against that. But being on the Nutritarian diet, within 40 days, my cholesterol levels plummeted to that of a child, which they remain at now. And, of course, he was shocked about that. So I've seen the power of this way of eating, which is called a Nutritarian diet style. That's a diet style where at least 90% of what you're eating comes from vast amounts of unrefined produce. And so eating this way and being this way, I've always had a desire and a love for fitness even before, you know, I lost all the weight. And so I just went on ahead and decided to that I need to go into the field that I'm obviously gifted and passionate about, and became a certified personal trainer. And I'm actually a certified master trainer. I have separate certifications in resistance training, weight training, and then, and of course, though my specialty is being a nutrition specialist.
Wow. So, you know, I like what you're saying. You know, I want to mention a term because individuals can see you on YouTube. I saw a couple of your videos on YouTube, and you mentioned G-bombs. And can you, I've heard that term. I know some of our listeners may be familiar with it, and you described it. But give the listeners that acronym, because I think that will also help them to remember what it is that this particular diet or way of eating entails.
Right. The G bombs, they're the immune system special forces. Greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds. These foods individually, these foods have been proven through thousands of nutritional science studies that if you give, for instance, there was a study done where women who already had breast cancer, they gave them a muffin every day that had a little bit amount of flax seeds in them, and their breast cancer tumors were reduced 65%. And that was just flax seeds. And then when these same women, when they gave them a serving of greens with the flax seeds, their tumors went down 89%. So eating all of these foods, every last one of them, beans, onions, mushrooms, and berries, each of those individually, they show that the nutrients in those foods, which are called angiogenesis inhibitor, because angiogenesis is the key to understanding cancer, because all cancer is a proliferation of malignant cells. That's all it is. And so the nutrients in the G bombs, they go in, they destroy the blood supply and the nutrient supply to cancer, and then they do the same thing for body fat. And so you have, when you eat large amounts of those foods, you have a synergistic effect. It destroys and breaks down any excess body fat. And simultaneously, it also prevents cancer.
Oh, okay.
And that's the right. And that's the importance of, you know, the G bombs. That's the fundamental of the nutritarian diet style, is one that's heavy in G bombs.
Okay. So now, so write that down, listening audience. G B O M S for greens,
BS,
beans,
right.
Onions,
right. Onions,
mushrooms
and
seeds.
Right, berries and seeds. Berries is the
berries is the last.
Seeds.
Okay.
Right.
So now you've also turned your interest and passion for health and healthy living and eating into your profession now, into a career change. So explain what it is that you do as a personal trainer and how you're able to assist people.
All right, I'm a certified master trainer through the National Federation of Professional Trainers. They're a nationally accredited organization, been around for 25 years. So actually, I offer different services. I'm huge on nutrition, being a nutritarian. But as a nutrition specialist, I do offer individualized counseling sessions for nutrition for those who want a one-on-one coaching and motivation and help with nutrition, meal planning, motivational support, because I understand a huge issue is the power of food addiction. And so I offer help for that. I offer services for that. But then also I'm huge on exercise and weight training. I'm a resistance training specialist and so I have a full-blown gym right here in my home that I use to lose over 100 pounds and maintain the weight loss. And I specialize in teaching people how to tone and shape and build muscle through weight training. And so that's an individual service. So even if someone doesn't utilize the nutritional aspect, they can utilize me for learning how to properly weight train, and that's very important for all populations, whether you want to tone, whether you want strength, whether you want to, even if you're just an athlete, or even if you're an older population. I encourage people, if you do nothing but utilize me to learn how to do the basic barbell movements that will help you in the activity. activities of daily living, you know, building his home, because you want to build for the elderly population, you want to build muscle to keep your bones strong. That's the key to one of the keys to preventing osteoporosis and hip fractures and back pain is building the muscles around those areas to stay strong. And so I'm very big, and I definitely am just as much as passionate about teaching people how to properly weight train as I am with nutrition. Mm-hmm. So I do both of those. And then I'm an endurance training specialist. So for those who want, I also offer high intensity, you know, cardio training, or I can build you up, you know, from scratch, you know, in the habits of getting this cardio and stamina. So I offer multiple services. But most people know me through Facebook on just the nutritional component, but I definitely do not only nutritional component, but the separate physical components also.
Well, you touched on a lot of things. Before we continue, first of all, anyone who is listening, whether you're online or you are on your phone, if you're on your phone, press 1. If you're online, dial in at 636-595-4481, 646-595-4481. If you're online already through your smartphone, feel free to press 1 at any time for questions and comments for our guests. And then I like that you mentioned how important it is for our senior population to work out to help prevent osteoporosis and hip fractures. I know a senior in particular, and she mentioned she has carpal tunnel, and she goes to the gym. In fact, my husband has seen her at the gym, and she's not working out like he is, but she does what she can because she says that it has helped with her carpal tunnel and it's helped with some other muscle and joint pains that she's had, and she just goes at her own pace, you know. And so I like that you mentioned working with senior populations and the different types of training that you offer, because sometimes when we hear about men in particular who have lost weight, then as women, we pull back and think that, oh, that's not for me. He won't have anything for me. He's just trying to make me look ripped and cut like him. So I like that you have a different approach. So we got a caller on the line. Let's take this call. Hi, caller.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. You have a question or comment?
Yes. Good evening, Dr. Washington. And
hello.
To your guest.
Hello.
Yes, I have a question. I would like to know when you're on the doing the G-bond, how does the body know how much weight you need to lose, you know, than to continually losing weight?
Yes, the body. Will let you know when you're at your ideal weight, because it'll level off. The weight loss will level off to the point it needs to be. So you won't. So it's no concern in. I hear people saying that they have a concern with getting too thin. Really, what they're saying when they're too thin is that they haven't built the muscle they need to build to look good at a thin weight, you know. So weight wise, when you step on the scale, the eating a natural plant based diet, it'll get you right to where you want to be. And for those and for people who want to look a different way when they're at a thin weight, what you want to do is that's where the weight training comes in, because the weight training will tone and shape the body that you want at that low weight, and that's the key. And if you look at any of your favorite, you know, actresses or actors, you know, with a thin, lean, toned body, that's what they do. Their weight on the scale is very low for the average American, but they look the way they do because they hire trainers to teach them how to train and sculpt and tone the body. And so that's how you look good at a low weight. So the nutritarian diet style, you'll stay once you get to the weight you're supposed to be. You'll stay there for the rest of your life. And if you want to, if you want to look better or look your best at a low weight, then that's when the training comes in. That's when proper training comes in. And most people, especially women, they make the huge mistake of staying away from weight training. But weight training is the best way to sculpt and tone the body. Did I answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, before we continue, Mr. Body Fat Destroyer, would you mind giving your contact information to the listeners so they're able to get in touch with you?
Yes, first of all, my main website is under construction. So the best way is my Facebook page. I have a public Facebook page, and all you have to do is type in Nathaniel, the Body Fat Destroyer Jordan, and you'll see me. I'll come up on the page. I'm the only one with that name. It's a public page. It has my full weight loss album. You can see my step-by-step pictures from 260 to 154. I have pictures posted showing different steps so you can see the power of what I did myself. I have also pictures listing all my certifications. I'll be putting on there the list of all my services, including the fees and everything. So Facebook, Nathaniel the Body Fat Destroyer Jordan, it's a public page. I'm also on LinkedIn and Google Plus. I'm on YouTube. And then I have an email address. You can email me directly at Jordan Nathaniel, which is my last name and my first name, 54@gmail.com. Or you can call me directly at area code 314-443-8441. But again, Facebook, I have a public Facebook page that's open to everyone under Nathaniel the Body Fat Destroyer Jordan. I post recipes almost on a daily basis. I dish out a tremendous amount of knowledge on my Facebook page.
Okay. So, and here we have another caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You have a question or a comment for our guest?
Yes, hi. How are you, yes. Dr. Washington and Nathaniel?
Oh, doing fine.
I'm
thank
good.
You for
how
calling
you
in.
Thank you. My question is, Nathan, how do you, for those that would like to, you know, which is awesome as far as, you know, the success that you've had, for those that would like to become a nutritarian, what are some small steps that they could take to meet that? Because a lot of people are not able to just go straight in. They, you know, may need, you know, small steps to get to that bigger picture. So what would you suggest?
Well, the one of the fundamentals, and I have a video of it on my YouTube page that you can start with, is eating a huge salad every day. 50% of Americans eat no type of produce on a daily basis, and cancer is mostly a produce deficiency disease, and also heart disease and stroke comes from you're not eating enough plants, and the blood thickens and clots and breaks off, and that's the cause of heart attack and stroke. So eating a very large salad, you want the salad to be huge, about a pound of raw green vegetables. You want to add other vegetables, raw vegetables, and then preferably you want to top it with a homemade dressing that doesn't have any. You want to avoid salt, sugar, and oils when you're making your homemade dressing for your salad. So a huge salad, and even if you have to, if you do have to go less optimal and not have a homemade dressing, that's fine. But and if you're going out, even if you have to go to McDonald's and triple up on the volume of salad, order 2-3 of them. But you want to eat a salad until you're full every day. So you want to, you know, you want to make a salad the main dish. You know, so wherever you go, almost anywhere you go has a salad. And if you just do that, if you just take one of your meals and you eat raw vegetables until it completely fills you up, you've done better than 95% of our fellow countrymen and women for the day. So that's the big fundamental is a large salad. And then there's the other ones, adding a vegetable, bean, and mushroom soup so you can get all the G bombs in. But really, I would say start off with making, if you can master, you know, eating a very large salad, raw salad, until full every day, then that's an excellent step. And then knowledge. The second is knowledge. It takes a tremendous amount of knowledge to change over eating styles, you know, and especially due to the very addictive nature of the foods that we're dealing with in this country. So knowledge. And like I said, I have a free public Facebook page, and I disseminate a tremendous amount of knowledge to help people learn about the importance of plant foods versus the dangers of eating refined foods and processed foods. So knowledge, you know. But on your own, if you could practice large salad and add that with learning every day, and then once you get, you know, take those steps and master that, you know, then get in contact with me. And then I can help you, you know, take more steps, you know, towards optimal.
Thank you so much, caller. We appreciate you calling in. Did your question get completely answered?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, and what I like about what you're saying is that these are things I know I've heard before. So nothing that you have said is questionable. It's based on research. It's authentic, and it actually works. And I'm glad that you have found something that works for you and that you are willing to share with others. And, you know, sometimes I know my listeners out there are wondering, well, how does this tie to parenting and education? But if we as parents don't take care of ourselves, we're not able to take care of our kids. And also our kids eat based upon what we eat and what we show them. I don't know if I've mentioned on this show or not, but I know when my daughter was, she was probably about 1.5. And she was at the doctor's office, and there were some toys there, and she was playing, and she got in this little car and drove over to me and said, Mommy, here's some, I think it was like macaroni and cheese and meatloaf or something. And I know that's off the topic of what you're talking about, but this other little girl, she came to her mom. She saw what my daughter did, and she drove up to her mom and said, here's a Big Mac. So her mom was embarrassed, and she said, well, how come you couldn't bring me something healthy like that little girl brought her mom? You know, and I just thought, you know, to myself, that's what she's eating. That's what she sees you eating, you know. So the fact that as a parent, we need to model what we want our kids to eat, they will eat that if we raise the expectations. So for yourself as a parent, in like 20 seconds, you know, how has that impacted your family in terms of how your kids and your wife have needed to adjust?
The biggest adjustment is just, you know, just changing, you know, the food preparation. But my wife, she's done a tremendous job in helping me with, you know, fixing the food for the kids. And their kids, they don't know anything but what you teach them. So taste is a learned mechanism. And they growing up eating a G-bombs diet, and that's what they eat, and they love it. And they don't know what sugar is. They don't know what salt is. They don't know what oils is. And I'll keep it like that as long as I can, and then educate them so as they get older, they can make their own decisions.
Wow, spoken like a true dad. You hang in there, Dad. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Evolve of the Education for All radio show. And I'd like to have you give your contact information one more time before we leave the air tonight.
Yes, please. I have a free public, open to everybody, Facebook page, Nathaniel the Body Fat Destroy Jordan. I'm on all the other social media sites, but Facebook, that's the best way to get a hold of all the information that I disseminate and the full list of all my individualized services that I offer. JordanNathaniel54@gmail.com is my email address, and my phone number is 314-443-8441.
Well, thank you so much again for joining us. We appreciate having you, and wish you much continued success in your sustaining your body weight. It's been a little over 2 years, so I'm sure that you will be just fine. And thank you for all you do to help other parents and, well, other individuals, whether they're parents or not, work towards living a healthier lifestyle.
Thank you. You're welcome. And I wish all a long and pleasurable life. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we thank you again for joining us for another episode of the Education for All radio show. We ask that you join us back here next week on our show, Sunday, August the 2nd. We will do a special back-to-school episode, so I would really like for, particularly if you are a Christian. I know our radio show is not Christian-based. However, I am a Christian, and from time to time we talk about God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit through our topics and with many of our guests as we are able to interject that into our conversations. So next week what I'd like to focus on is a special back-to-school show, and I'd like for those of us who are Christians just to be in prayer for our Christian children who are returning to public school system soon, and as well as our Christian educators and personnel who are working in our public schools and schools across the country, public and private and religious. Because back to school time is just a very important time. We're all excited about it, but there are so many issues that are deeply debated, hotly debated right now in our country, and they are getting into our schools, whether it's public or private. And so I'd just like for those of us who are Christians to be on air next week and to invite others that you know. And if you would like to give a prayer first, maybe it's your grandchildren, or maybe it's your own children, or maybe you're an educator and you want to pray for your colleagues, or you want to pray for your school district, you know, just to you know, say a quick one-line, two-line prayer on air. We won't give school district names or locations because we do want to protect the rights and privacies of the schools, and we don't want it to seem like, you know, our schools are bad, because they aren't. There are just some things that, unfortunately, our schools are asked to face and to take on in today's time. So I would really like to call all Christians together next week through the Education for All radio show just to uplift the education system across the country. So feel free to call in next week just to say a quick, you know, one, two-line prayer, you know, or a quick shout-out to the educators and children in your life. And just to share, you know, to give warm wishes to educators and to students as they prepare for back to school. Also, if you know back to school events that are taking place, feel free to call in to share that information as well. And we look forward to joining you again next Sunday on August the 2nd at 6 o'clock p.m. And I pray favor and blessings upon every parent and guardian everywhere as you prepare your children for academic success in the upcoming weeks. Thank you, and join us again next time. Never really mattered that much to me.